Hello and welcome to Vice Squad, episode 26. I'm your host, Moonstorm.
And I'm Luna Moth, and we are flying this podcast solo. That's right.
Well, it's not solo.
It's just the two of us.
All right. But we're going to go ahead and the Oscars are coming up, and there might be some animated films on the list.
Some. There's 20. But the two that anime enthusiasts will be excited about are, of course, Astro Boy and Ponyo.
Yeah, I think Ponyo's probably got a really good chance, but just maybe because it's a Miyazaki film.
I'm really hoping Ponyo, because one, it's Miyazaki film. Two, I'm really, really, really like it. But there's some other things on the list is Coraline, which, you know, maybe. The Princess and the Frog, which is Disney's new princess movie, which is kind of affiliated with Pixar. So depending on how that goes. And then there's Up, so, I mean, that's Pixar again going. So, I mean, it's not just those two in the running. There's a lot on the list that could, you know, really, really be chosen as well. But I'm looking forward to see Ponyo get one. It'd be great.
Okay.
All right. Astro Boy, I don't know. Neither one of us has seen it, so. Yeah. So, till we see it, I don't know how to judge it.
All right, moving on. No.
Moving on, I thought you were going to pick this up. You're more into Soul Eater than I am.
All right, the new Soul Eater clips are getting out for English. This time we get to see what Patty, Liz, and Soul Kid sound like, which Patty and Liz sound fine, but Kid doesn't sound as angry as he does in Japan, but oh well. At least it's being brought over here. That's what makes me happy.
Over time, I think we're getting better at dubbing. It might just be me finally, you know, getting comfortable with dubs. But, I mean, I'm just... Until I see, like, a whole episode of dubs, I mean, there were some sound clips with the article, but, I mean, until you get the full spectrum of when they're angry, when they're happy, when they're normal and whatnot. So.
Well, that's good. You'll be able to do that on Friday the 13th. Funimation will be airing the first Soul Eater on their video website. So you can go over and do that. I'm not sure if you have to register. Maybe not. Maybe they'll give us a break and you'll be able to just straight stream it.
It'd be awesome. So we're looking forward for that. First episode's kind of, you know, all craziness. So
yeah.
Maybe we can really judge
whether it's going to be good or not.
Yeah, if their dubbing's going to be good or not. But, I mean, it's just those two, or those actually three or four, that are really majority of speaking. So I'm looking forward to it. I haven't seen Soul Eater in its fullest, so maybe this will give me an opportunity to. So there you go.
All right, next topic. Pro tip: grills like Gundam 2. FYI. Have you done? What do you think of this, Brett? I think you went more than me on this article.
Yeah, it actually, you know, say hey. when, you know, they took the guys and the girls and say, hey, what shows do you all like? A lot of girls said shows that were mech shows. And a lot of guys said shows that had girls in them. When you think about it, you shouldn't be all too surprised. But it just, when you think, oh, this is a mech show, so it's, you know, it's made for boys and men, because, there's robots. But, I mean, when you have the cast as an opposite sex, I mean, we know why some people watch K-On, because it was just Moe, and Saki because it was Moe. I mean, it perceives to be a girly show, but...
Male otaku watch it, and then females, like, watching their boys fight each other and get all emotional, and, like, a lot of the Gundam shows has a lot of that drama in it, too.
Yeah.
So, kind of not really surprising if you step back and think about it.
Yeah, it's not. And it's something that, you know, it takes me to pause, because a lot of times you go, oh, this is a girly show, and yet you still watch it, and you go, well, maybe it's not too girly show. Because I like girls, there. I mean, males are simple.
You got.
If it has women in it, we'll probably look at it.
Alright.
I'm sorry, that's how we are designed.
Yeah.
So, moving on to something that's not so obvious. Or,
what are you talking about? This is just as obvious.
This is maybe not as obvious, but something more like ingrained in the, like, not ingrained in just otaku culture, but in Japan culture. The Times had an online article on the what the Japanese have been calling herbivore men, which are males that aren't too... They're not strong, per se, but they're not, like, aggressive, like, oh, I have to get a girl. Yeah, you know. They're more... And they kind of blame it on the geekdom and the nerddom that is prevalent in Japan. But, I mean, to me, it's just... I don't know. I don't know if it's silly or not, because, I mean, maybe it's just a Japanese thing, but for me, it's just, you know, it's only a matter of time before, you know, because they worry about this because of their birth rate, and to me, their birth rate will go back up or, you know, plain and steady off.
Well, no, not really. Once your nation's industrialized, like the U.S. or Japan or anything like that, your birth rate drops regardless.
That is true.
So, guess what? You have to be so scared of people from the outside coming to your country working for you. It's actually nice. But, whatever. But hey, guys, you gotta step it up a bit. You gotta go, I don't know, talk to women every once in a while.
I don't know, like, can we really say much about, I mean, this could be just a niche thing, and, you know, papers pick it up for, you know, an article, and there's not really that, not every geek is, you know, girlfriend this, which, yeah. You know, a lot of people know is not true. I mean, there are a lot of geeks with girlfriends and a lot of Greek girls. So, I mean, it's not all guys. So,
yeah.
I don't know. It was interesting to read the Times article. And it was, like, interesting to see. Because I guess they're supposedly, quote-unquote, journalists.
But, all right.
That's that. It's there was the, at the article at the bottom, Gia put the South Park, new South Park, the fuck you whales and dolphin thing.
Oh, yeah.
That was hilarious. So, anyway. All right.
We're going to move on to a new list, the America's Top Sellers, which a lot of them don't come to be a surprise. We're going to go
top 25 of the third quarter of 2009.
So, all right. I'm going to see if I can't get through this list fast. All right, 25, Skip Beat. 24, Return to Labyrinth, which, oddly enough, is based on the film Labyrinth. Which is awesome at the same time as weird.
That is true, but
I'm
going
to have to
time.
Check that
Pick
out.
It back up.
Alright, The Gentleman's Alliance, no idea. Berserker, 21, One Piece, 20, Sayonara Setsubu Sensei, 19, Shugo Chara, number 18, Wild One, 17, Yu-Gi-Oh, 16, D. Greyman, 15, DNA Angel, 14, Ottoman, 13, The Melancholy of Hazumi Zuzumiya,
yay,
12, Chibi Vampire, number 11, Tobusa. I said that wrong. Whatever. The crappy series that's holic, really.
It's not too crappy. I mean, it's Clamp, so, I mean, that's all you basically have to say. They do, man. They're either good or bad.
And all right. Number 10, like, Oron High School Host Club.
Yay.
Number 9, Nigma. Jesus.
Go
number 8, Maxim Ride. Number 7, Full Metal Alchemist. That's still popular.
Whoa.
Number 6, Rozo Vampire. Number 5, Death Note.
Yay.
Bleach. Number 3, Vampire Knight. Number 2, Fruit Baskets. And 1, Naruto.
No surprise there.
Alright.
Most
of these are Viz titles. Of course, most of the Viz titles are younger titles like Yu-Gi-Oh! Naruto.
Well, there's some obvious ones that are like Naruto and Bleach. It's like, I mean, they're so mass media, or not, well, not mass, because anime is not a large, you know, big thing yet, but I mean.
But they are right. They are the most popular titles.
So, I mean, it's no surprise, but what really surprised me is Maxim Ride and Sayonara Zetsubou Sensei got on the list, and they're not new, but they're relatively new. They don't have as many volumes as, say, most of the series on this list. So, I mean, there you go.
Yeah.
Which really makes
I just still can't believe Return to Labyrinth is on this list. I didn't heard of it before this, and I went to check it out, and it is based on the film Labyrinth, so,
that's
which
awesome.
I loved as a kid, so I'm going to have to check that out now.
Sweet. So, looks like we're done with that. So many lists, so little time. So, earlier this week, a lot of people have been talking about this, but Picasso's supposed porn collection he had.
He's an artist. They all had porn collections.
Well, this just proves my theory that there has always been porn. So, I mean, and, you know, Japan, he got some Japanese paintings of the octopus and girl making out and basically tentacle porn. And, well, he did some of his own, it seems like. His museum is displaying some more of his, you know, sketches and his more of his private works. And it's interesting, like, I didn't expect it from Picasso, because I'm like, oh, he wouldn't have something like that. But I was surprised to see that Japan, even in his era, has, you know, if you were interested in art, you could get art from all around. But I guess that's always been true. But I wonder what he thought of it when he looked at it. Like, was it intriguing? Was it just, you know, to him, just, hey, sweet, he's a guy. He's like, oh, sweet, porn. Because I just assume people's always been like that.
Or maybe he's just Picasso. Because Picasso was a crazy guy.
Yeah, he was kind of crazy. But, I mean, all artists are, in a sense. But, anything, like, particularly, any more that could be said out of this? Like,
nope.
Is this kind of like...
Picasso just did... Had... Nope, I got nothing. You covered
Picasso
everything.
Liked the tentacle action. That's for sure.
Alright, moving on.
Didn't expect that from you, old
Halo boy. Legends Babysitter is now online. One of the first episodes of the Halo anime DVD collection montage thing, whatever it's called, is out, and you can watch it online. on the tubes.
Halo, as an anime, I don't know how it's going to fare, but, I mean, it might do well, but...
Yeah, well, I think a lot of people are looking forward to it, and I'm kind of hoping if it does well, it will give a bump to the anime industry and more mainstream. I mean, it is Halo, so it's popular. I'm just looking forward to watching, I don't know, Master Chief shoot something.
Yeah, you could go with that. For me, I wonder if this might, you know, be them trying to reach out for their more geeky audience. But
no, I say it's mostly for the American audience, if anything.
That could be true, but I forget what studio does it, but I think we could skip over
it's
that.
It's going to be from many people, but look for the DVD coming out, so I think that's about it. Next up, we have online streaming of Prince Planet and Nico Nico.
I don't know what Nico Nico, or wait, unless they're talking about that video streaming. Oh, well, Prince Planet is on here on the site, and it's being streamed by Hulu, which is... I watched about 5 minutes for it before I had to, like, run off. But it's interesting to see such an old series be online, which is really neat to know that, you know, the another plus of having stuff digital and online is that they can kind of keep alive still. And it seems interesting. I mean, it's old school. When you talk, even for old school people, it's old school. So it's interesting also to see like how far we've come, and then also how people perceived television at that time as well. But I mean, I'm just glad if we can keep stuff like this online, we won't have, you know, we won't lose episodes to like film recycling like we did with all the Doctor Who episodes. That's why I find it interesting to even have old shows online.
Alright, so get your old school on. Next up we have Mahjong and Saki kind of trying to explain. It's funny, in the article she kind of explains, I never saw the series you did, but they never really, like, exactly explain or tell directly how, like, Mahjong is played exactly. From what I get from her description, it's a little bit like Rummy. But I still, even with the Mahjong Link, Mithanagong supplied with us, I still can't seem to score or win a hand of Mahjong yet. But I don't know. I'll figure out one day. I do kind of want to know, but I think I actually need to sit down with somebody and see a few hands actually played.
I figure it's like when someone tries to teach chess to someone, and that if they don't explain the rules right, they are totally lost. But I guess that's true with any game. But I mean, I haven't watched like one episode of Sake, so I don't know a thing that's going on with that series. Interesting enough, today is the 25th episode of the show, so Anime Vice is done, and we'll get another show going. So yippee! I'm sure the show's been great. I'm excited to see what else we get on. Anything else we could add about Mahjong besides it's really, really hard and we would like someone to teach us?
No, not really.
Okay, then. And it looks like we're on to our next topic. Which is, I don't know, I lost my list.
Alright, next up we got a self-made anime, seems to be part of a guy's portfolio, and, he's a 21-year-old, animation student, who made, about a 2.5 minute, short. It's hilarious. I would suggest you all watch it, but unfortunately the link has been removed from the site. I'm sure you can still find it somewhere, but I just checked the tubes for it. He's really good. It showed off some 3D textures and just short comedy, some upskirts which were annoying but understandable depending on where he's applying to. This was just good. Watch it. End of that. That's all I got. You lost awesome. Your list still?
Nope, I've got it back. All right. Now it's just to all the fun stuff and my favorite day, Wednesday, with WTF Wednesday. This is at kind of easy. This is, of course, I'm confident all of this stuff is photoshopped, but it would be awesome if some of this was real. Not so much the Terminator, although I do get the joke implied to it. But there's a Photoshop of a United States old coin, and it's the Grinlagen symbol on it, which I thought was would be awesome if there was a coin like that. And I don't know. There was some of the things that were hilarious, but some of them not so good, not some of them.
I find it hilarious of that school girl drawing the, I'm not sure who it is, but it's that character from Kanemoto G-Con on a chalkboard, but with My Hero written on the side.
Yeah.
It's just hilarious. You're kind of like, yeah, not really a hero, but still funny.
It is still funny, and it's funny how, you know, these photo editors are making it, you know, really, 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 really easy to make awesome Photoshops. But they're definitely more for a laugh factor than a serious factor, but they're still awesome. So.
All right. Next up, we got some cool cosplay.
Some really cool cosplay. It's once again, Godland has his "How can cosplay be this good?" Which there's a lot of good cosplay out there. I would say my favorite of this week is I can't decide.
I thought you already had this. I'm just going to go straight up with that Gundam. I mean, that's a lot of work. It looks like it's actually been battle fought, so that's even better. I mean, and he made it a reasonable size to where it's more like a bodysuit size than like some of those really big ones you see that are really too big to walk around in.
Yeah.
So I like it that it's kind of like sized right for people.
So I think I'm going to go with the major one there. Cause
Ghost in the Shell.
I like Ghost in the Shell. And I would let my bias be a part of that decision. So there you go. Looking forward to next Thursday. Hopefully we can get some more photos, and it'll be awesome. Awesome.
All right, and if you want to do some quick, crappy cosplay yourself, there's an iPhone app called iCosplay, which lets you snap together, edit your images with weird otaku stuff. Big eyes, water drop, shurikens.
All these crazy anime-themed cheapy things. pretty much it's shovelware again on the iPhone, but I mean, hey, if it makes someone a few bucks, why not?
All right. Cost you 99 cents, and if you really just want to destroy your photos that you have on your iPhone, go ahead and do that.
You iPhone hogging people.
All right.
Look, I got a smartphone.
Oh, hey, look. You can publish images straight to your Facebook or Twitter from that app.
How funny.
Make a fool of yourself faster.
Ha ha ha. Oh, well.
All right. And last item on our ticket here is the Gundam Bar, which seems crazy, but it has over 300 figures at the bar. I'm not sure if the drinks are Gundam theme, but
I'm sure there's a few. I would go there. I mean, it would be awesome to hang out at a Gundam bar and be like,
I kind of want to say that, but I'm afraid that I'll touch something partway drunk and break it and then have to pay for it.
I bet that's already happened like a dozen times, too.
Yeah, so.
So.
Oh, well. I'd go to it, I guess, if we were in the area and we're already there. Because you couldn't. It's easy to sit here and say, I ain't going, but if I was there and it was 12 feet in front of me, I'd have to go in.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, majority of people already say, hey, I want to go to Japan, and yet we'll never go to Japan.
We will.
We can't, like, just go on a plane and be like, ah! I mean, we're going to have to wait a bit.
Technically, so. We could. It's just we wouldn't have any money to get back.
That's true. So.
And I don't feel like being deported.
Why? What would you do to get deported?
Be in the country too long and not have any money to get back. There's reasonable ways to get deported that's not terrible. Okay, and I think that wraps it up for Vice Squad episode 26. I was your host, Moonstorm.
I'm your host, Lunamoth.
And we'll see you next time.
And hopefully we'll know Mahjong before then.
All right.
Mahjong. I feel like I'm saying that wrong.
Mahjong.
I'm sure there's several pronunciations.
All right.
All right. Amazing. Kuzu boshi kirameku yume no hoshi sa. I wanna be ikouze ikouze ikouze. I wanna be that soldier.
Be